What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, also known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. And then podcast form as well. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. It is my cross to bear. I've been in psychotherapy, since October of 2017. The point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to this personality disorder and also, in the process, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder and answer some of the most penetrating questions that y'all might have coming from the actual source, the narcissist. Today's episode is going to be about, are narcissists attracted to empaths and all that other jazz? Because that's one of the things I get a lot of times in my comment section on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and things like that. Is like people think like narcissists are attracted to empaths. Like there's some kind of like pheromone that empathetic people or empaths or whatever emit. Like I step into a club or a bar or something like that, and I just, you know, I put my little narcissist nose into the air, and I'm just like, fresh empaths in here. No, it's nothing like that, y'all. I promise you. I think physical attraction, it plays a lot into it. And you, I think you end up with who you end up with. And that, like, as a narcissist, I think, like, if I'm physically attracted to someone, then, yeah, we end up, like, we might end up, like, commingling or whatever you want to call it, whatever word you want to use. We might end up dating or whatnot. But if that person just happens to turn out to be an empath, then that's how it goes. Like, I think you are attracted to who you are attracted to. And depending on the type of person that other person is, that kind of determines where the relationship goes. Because you see a lot of times narcissists don't end up with empaths. They end up with, I don't think my wife would not consider herself an empath. She would not. She's like, you know, I'm not an empath. Like she won't. She's a caring person or whatnot, but she wouldn't consider herself an empath. And I think she said that in her live video. And I've actually had conversations with her about that. You know, we met online. We met on social media. So how can I tell if you're an empath on Facebook? You know what I mean? From somebody who added you on Facebook, you just can't tell that until you meet somebody in person. And then it comes out. And then when you, like, in the idealization phase, oh, this person is, you know, this person is loving, caring, or whatever, you know, and you keep it moving. It's like subconsciously unconscious stuff. You know what I mean? I don't think it's just like I said, it's not like a pheromone that's in the air. Or like, I have like a detector I pull in my pocket, like, beep, 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 beep. Empath. Hey, let me wand you real quick. Let me see if you're an empath. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, you're very empathetic. Hey, I'm Lee. How you doing? You know, no, it's not like that. I said, I think you were really just attracted to who you are attracted to. And then, like, the rest is kind of history. The rest kind of goes from that point forward because, like, you might end up with a narcissistic person based on who you are, who you've been, and things like that. You know? And, like, I know, like I said, you see a lot of times narcissists don't end up with empaths. They end up with, like, people with just normal people, codependent people, and narcissists. You know what I found out recently? That narcissists, I'm coming back to this point, y'all. I found out recently that narcissists can also be codependent. You know what I mean? My therapist told me that very, very recently. One of my sessions, she's like, yeah, you have a lot of codependency issues where you, I guess, you know, that's where the supply comes in or whatever the term y'all want to use and whatnot. So you're a very codependent narcissistic person. I'm like, oh, goodness. I thought codependence and narcissists were, you know.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Like, you know, antonyms, like they didn't go together at all, but apparently you can be a codependent narcissist, which, you know, it kind of makes sense to me once I did a little bit more research on it. But yeah, sometimes you see a narcissist end up with a codependent person, and that person becomes very, very codependent because the narcissist is like, bam, idolization, bam, attachment, bam, love bomb, bam, promises of, you know, literally sweeping you off your feet, like spinning you off your feet to drop you on your head really, really quick. It's like fast. It's so super fast. It wants to spend all the time on the phone with you, 24 hours a day. That's what I hear all the time too, y'all. All the time, the days and night, want to spend the time on the phone with you. Just completely engulf your life. You know what I mean? It's become very overbearing. And I know a lot of people think that's cute, but it's not cute to be on the phone the entire day, like sneakily. You know what I mean? I just thought about the episode of The Office where Jim and Pam used to sneak and be on the phone all day. It was kind of overbearing. Like when Pam went to she went to like art school or something like that, and she used to be on the phone all day with Jim with the Bluetooth. And I was like, that's overbearing. That's kind of annoying. You know what I mean? But yeah, this is the kind of things like that. That's not cute, y'all. It is 100% not cute. But you also see narcissists end up with people with borderline personality disorder, which is a very, very potent, dangerous combination right there, because borderline people and narcissist people, they go together, because, you know, it's wildly crazy. You know, and even online in my social media presence, I have a lot of borderline BPD people. They really like me. Like, we just vibe, because they see the confidence and stuff that I exude and the energy that I put out, and they love the energy. They love the confidence. You know what I mean? And those people are, you know, I don't know a lot about borderline personality disorder, but, you know, I just know those people are attracted to narcissists. You know, I have BPD and my boyfriend's a narcissist. I have BPD and my girlfriend's a narcissist. Like, you see it all the time. It's like, wow. So not every narcissist ends up with an empath or a codependent person. They just end up with other people. And the wildest relationship is when two narcissists end up together. Because, yes, folks, not only am I a narcissist diagnosed, I've also been with a narcissistic woman. So I consider myself a survivor. I can't say it. I was just going to joke about that, yeah. But, like, I have been with another narcissistic person. So a lot of the stuff you hear me say, I can come from the viewpoint of a person that has dealt like a victim survivor, whatever, because I've actually dealt with another narcissist before. Before I knew about this whole narcissistic personality disorder thing and whatnot, I was with a narcissistic woman, and we were just super extremely toxic together, like the most toxic two people you could put together. But we were just like, it's super passionate relationship. It's like, you know, the narcissistic sex connection is insane. You know, you got the narcissistic man who, you know, I don't want to have a bad record. You know, I don't want to have a bad mark on my sex record. And you got her, they use sex as a weapon. She's very sexual. It was just like, I'm telling you, it was probably the most toxic relationship I've ever been in my life. But you crave the toxicity, y'all. Like, I'm telling you, I like a little bit of toxic. Like, we matched energies. Our energies were, like, matching. Like, she do some crazy stuff to me, I do some crazy stuff to her, and we were just, like, matching energy. It was like, ugh! And then I discarded her, she discarded me. We ended up talking about it again. It was just like so toxic. So I have been with another narcissist before. So I have that unique.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Perspective of being a narcissist that is also I'm gonna go into this deeper next episode. My next narcissist code is going to be all about my relationship with this person. I don't know if she watches anymore or listen to me or whatever, because we had another falling out. But yeah, I'm gonna go deeper into detail about this personality disorder, that paradigm. But yeah, because like I said, I ended up with another narcissist, and we worked together, and it was like it was insane. It was an insane relationship. It really was. And like, I'm itching right now. I don't miss it, but you kind of do. God, I know y'all go. Was I trauma bonded? Was that the trauma bond? My voice cracking. Was that the trauma bond I went through? Oh, girl, I hate it. Oh, gosh, you got me. Oh, I hate it. Sorry, y'all. I'm thinking about it gets on my nerves. God, why y'all do this to me? Y'all got me talking about my relationships over here. If you're watching this on YouTube, I know you see that. Like, I'm sweating now. I'm uncomfortable. She got me. Oh my goodness, y'all. I'm telling you. That person did it. She did a number on me. I'm telling you, I could understand y'all's viewpoint a little bit. Trust me. God, you got me. So back to the viewpoint. I know I went off topic on this one, because I just thought about that. Y'all, like, I didn't even write that down. It just came out. But yeah, sometimes narcissists do end up with other narcissistic people, and it's very, very toxic, and it's very, very exhausting, and it's very, very addictive. It is. It is. It becomes addictive. So yeah, not every person a narcissist ends up with is an empath. I think whatever attracts you to each other first, be it physical attraction, financial attraction, whatever type of attraction you have at first, you just end up with that person. They just happen to be an empath, and the relationship kind of goes from there. You meet with that person, and they happen to have a borderline personality disorder. And it goes from there. You meet with that person, they happen to be another narcissist. And then it goes from there. I know y'all watching, somebody watching this is like, I hope she hurt your feelings, Lee. You deserve it. You're a monster. somebody said that before my TikTok when I talked about that. It's like, I hope she broke you. Sorry, y'all. I'm sweaty. I got into this episode. Anyways, y'all, let me cut this thing short. Narcissists and empaths, they go together, but it's not like there's a meter or something out there to attract people. Anyways, you haven't, like and subscribe to the channel. If you watch, listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me, please. Leave a good review. I really appreciate y'all. next time I get on here, I'll read them out. Read out some of the reviews I got on there and whatnot. But I'm truly thankful for every one of y'all. I'm thankful. We hit 40,000 on YouTube, which is insane. 700K on TikTok, 21,000 on Instagram. Almost 1 million everywhere. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Peace.